Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Testimony Day, already in progress.
Just think. The Lord said in His Word, if we only believed Him, you know, as I'm listening to y'all's testimonies today, the one thing that comes out of so many of you is unbelief. Just like Gracie said a while ago, she has belief now, but she used to not have, but now she does. And so when she prayed for that woman with her back problem and she got healed, that's the first words that come out of her mouth. I can't believe it. Now, is that wrong? It should be wrong. And why is it wrong? Because we're not teaching the people what's rightfully theirs. When Gracie and all the rest of y'all, I just happened to point her out, but as Gracie has, and Mike, of course, they did together all the time, but when they found out who they were in Christ and what rightfully belongs to them, they know that when they pray for somebody, that God's promises are always yes and amen. So there's no sense, is there, Mike, for that little girl to suffer when your wife can pray the prayer of faith for her, knowing she's a daughter of the King, knowing the King's going to answer her prayer because she's a daughter of the King. And when you pray, you believed it was going to happen, didn't you, Gracie? Yeah, just like the time they prayed together when Mike had a back trouble. Mike had a back trouble. He's got a testimony like Paula's. Paula suffered for 20 years. Mike suffered for 20 years, I think, something like that. All those years till they finally found out what rightfully belonged to them. And when they finally found out what rightfully belonged to them, they stood on God's promises and Paula got healed. Mike got healed. And all the rest of you that have had these wonderful promises get healed. Now, if Jesus can make a statement like He made in the Word, if you can believe, nothing shall be impossible with you. Did He say that? So you see why we have so many wonderful testimonies in this church? We got people that believe that they can do what God said they can do. Isn't that amazing? You know, I was talking to Tony a while ago about airplanes. And he told me back when he was in the Middle East, I guess over there in the Mediterranean world or wherever it was, about a couple of pilots that flew over a Russian ship. And said they only flew over it 30 foot high. So the Russians had been giving them a little problem. So they just thought, well, they'll just do something funny. So these two jets, fighters, fly at almost the speed of sound or maybe just beyond the speed of sound. And just as they get to these Russian ships, they're only 50 feet off the deck and the ships are only 20 feet out of the water. So they're going Mach 1 at that speed, at the speed of sound. And then just as they get up there beside the ships, they go into full burner on their engines. Now, some of you don't know what a burner is, but let me tell you, it sounds like a bomb blows up and it dumps unmetered fuel right into the back of that airplane. And a blaze comes out of the back of that airplane like you ain't never seen when it goes into burner. And then you can pull that thing up and just blow the water and do everything. And just think, sounds like boys having fun, doesn't it? Is that what that says? And so I was asking Tony, I said, well, when you got out of the military, whenever they had that cutback, whenever they laid you off, I said, did you not want to get into the aviation world? He said, Thurman, after flying a fighter, there ain't nothing flying. You know, nothing is flying. You know, I mean, like I told you, he's probably got more hours upside down 50 feet above the Mediterranean Ocean than I got flying an airplane. Some of you wouldn't want him to go with you, but I think you wouldn't want to ride with him. But I think about the day that I told the story that when we first got the 421, when we went down to Paradise, and we were, was it Paradise or wherever that, no, it wasn't Paradise, another place, off down south of Dallas. Dave and me went down and we're practicing. You know, I'm trying to get really current on the 421. We go down there and we make some touch and toes, a nice little airport, nice airport, and nobody around, so it's a nice place to go fly when you're practicing. And so when we took off from there and we headed back toward Dallas, we went right on up to about 10,000. And that 421, beautiful twin engine, you can have so much fun flying that thing. It's not like flying a 150 either, I'll tell you. It's a whole lot better, but it ain't nothing like flying a fighter like Tony flies, or did fly. But we go up to 10,000 and I level off. And when I leveled it off at 10,000, I reached over and hit altitude hold. And when I did, I had a little glitch in a controller in the tail of the airplane, and the airplane went whoosh. I mean, it just, nobody was expecting it. Dave was in the right seat, I was in the left seat, little John standing, but right behind us, John, when he was about this big, and that airplane just went whoosh like that. And of course, Dave said, "Pastor, get it." And I said, "I got it, Dave, I got it, no problem." So I grabbed the yoke and pushed it back over and leveled it out and got everything leveled off. Because that would have been nothing compared to what Tony and them does flying those fighters. Little John come running up there and he said, "Papa T, do that again, that was fun." So see, Dave was over there all worried and little John wanted to do it again, you know. Is life fun? Life is fun. And when you know that you know that you know that you know Jesus, you know, you can ask him for anything and he will do it for you. Now then, before we get into the study of the scripture, I'm going to say something to you. First of all, we have a time in history right now that is the most awesome I've ever seen in 77 years. I've never seen what I'm seeing today. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable that we as the church have become so passive to what's going on that we don't even check. We don't know. You ask the average Christian who is in the office right below the president, and some of them don't even know who the president is. I have talked to people and they don't even know who the president is. Do you know who the vice president is? No, I don't know who he is. In fact, I talked to three black boys the other day and I was at a place and I said, "Well, boys, how has your president been doing?" I said, y'all a good Obama fan? "Oh yeah, Obama's our man." I said, "You voted for him?" "Yes." I said, "Are you Christians?" "Yes." I said, "Okay." So I said, "He's your man, huh?" They said, "Yeah, he's a good president." I said, "Well, how about his vice president? How's he stacking up?" "Vice president? I don't even have a clue who the vice president is." None of them knew who the vice president of the United States was. They only knew Obama was the president because he was black. They were black. You know, it should not be that way. You know, you should never vote for somebody because they're white or black or brown or red or yellow, anything else. You ought to vote for people because you find somebody that believes in the principles of the kingdom of God. No matter what color he is, but we don't do that. But I think it's time. I think God is trying to wake us up. I think that he's trying to get our attention. He needs to get our attention. We need to know that we are sons and daughters of God, and that the scripture says that everything, every idle word that you speak, you will be judged by that word. That's scary. And we wonder why in the church we got so much sin, we've got so much sickness, we got so many people hurting. That list that Paula read there a while ago, that was her list. She hurt like that all the time. But she didn't really fully understand the principles of the kingdom, what Jesus done for her, until she came to this church. When she came here and began to hear and understand what God's word really said, and she began to make changes, and she began to stand on God's promises, this woman got healed of a 20-year problem. And she's, just like she said today, she said, "It's so wonderful to be healed." Well, that's what he sent Jesus to die for, Paula. Jesus died so you don't have to live in that pain. But he died for that so you don't have to sin too. You know? And then when we think about all these people, the other day I was at the airport, I had a picture of Jenna. And there was a lady that she sat down. Dave was sitting right over here on the end, and I'm sitting right here. She come up and said, "Sir, can I sit next to you?" And I said, "Well, of course, ma'am, you can sit right there." And she says, "I hate to ask you this, but," she said, "I'm having a bladder problem. Would you watch my bag while I go to the bathroom?" I said, "You don't have a bomb in that suitcase, do you?" She kind of laughed and says, "No." I said, "Well, I didn't think so. You don't look like a terrorist." She looks like a Christian female, an older Christian female. I said, so no problem. So she goes to the bathroom, she comes back, and she sits down. And she's sitting there, and she doesn't say anything. She's just sitting there, and I says, well, ma'am, you said you had a bladder problem. I said, what have you done about it? She said, well, I'm thinking about going to the doctor and having some tests run. I said, are you a Christian? Well, yes. I said, have you prayed about it yet? And guess what her answer was?
No.
No. No. Does that sound like some of us? No, I have not prayed about it. Well, what did God tell us as his children to pray over?
Everything.
With?
Thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving. And he answers prayer, doesn't he?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, does he? Franz said that like he meant that, you know that? So anyway, I told her, I said, well, you know, I'd love to pray for you. She said, why would you love to pray for me? I said, well, God does miracles and healings when I pray for people. You have really seen God answer a prayer? Now, I mean, did you know, Gracie, that's the way most of the world is that calls themselves Christians, right?
Yes.
You used to be like that, right? But not anymore, thank God. I said, yes, ma'am. I've seen the Lord answer lots of prayers. I mean, just awesome, awesome numbers of prayers. And I said, let me show you a picture of this little girl that we prayed for, and she got healed. And I pulled out a picture of Jenna, and I showed her the first two pictures, and when she looked, she said, oh, my gosh, what happened? Did somebody beat that poor child? I said, no, ma'am. She said, what caused that child to be like that? I said, the sins of the mother. You think she believed that? The sins of the mother made this little girl like this? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I have never heard of such a thing. I said, well, we prayed for her for a year and a half with no results. And after that, I finally got the mother and father to pray and ask the Lord what they did. And I said, the Lord told the mother that it was her lying and her deception to her husband that caused him to strike this child with this curse. And I said, that's all written in Deuteronomy 28. And she said, you mean you're telling me that God did this to this child? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I don't believe that. God's a loving God. Now, have you ever heard that? He's a loving God. He would never hurt me. But he will. The scriptures clearly teaches you what he will do.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Testimony Day, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.